section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Good afternoon, everyone. I have called this press conference today to make a formal apology to all the Canadians and Amish people that we have offended in the past few months.
Hey, don't forget to apologize to all the people with blue waffles.
Yes. To those of you that have the blue waffle, we definitely want to apologize to you. But as I was saying, it has come to our attention that some of our listeners feel that we have chosen to poke fun at certain groups of people just to get a laugh. We here at Burnsman IP would like to point out that we only chose those two groups of people based upon events that have happened within the Burnsman IP group. We would never just pick out a group of people and make fun of them for show content.
That's not true. What about making fun of the little people?
That has never happened. We like little people.
Have you ever bumped uglies with one?
No. No, I have not.
But you would.
Well, probably. Anyway, I would like to take the time, again, to apologize to anyone that we have offended. And to show that we can take it just as much as we can dish it out, I would proudly like to present to you episode 43 of A Burnsman IP. Remember that one time?
Welcome to episode 43 of A Burns One IP, entitled, Do You Remember That One Time? Hosted by, of course, your podcasting god,
Amen,
Mr. Blake Clayton.
Why, thank you.
You're welcome.
As always, you introduce the show splendidly.
Thank you.
So enthusiastic.
Very much so. Yes, I am the podcasting god, Blake Clayton, and to my right, the one and only Uncle Bubba.
Good evening, everyone.
And to my left, which is my better half.
Howdy,
Mrs.
y'all.
Bubba. Well, you're supposed to wait until I introduce you, then say, Mrs.
Well,
Bubba.
You paused so long.
Well,
there was a big, long pause there.
He was drawing up the anticipation.
Right. Because, you know, it could have been somebody else.
Oh.
We could have switched the lineup up on him.
Right. We could have freaked
him
out.
I got too excited. I'm sorry.
So let's try again. And to my left, which is my better half, Mrs. Bubba.
Howdy, y'all.
Ooh, she's getting country
Howdy,
on us.
Howdy, y'all.
Well, welcome to Beans and Frank Studio. And we always start the show off with the show lineup.
You want me to take care of that?
As always, because you such a wonderful job.
Tonight we've got music by the Calamity Cubes, the 357 String Band, the Bastards of Apocalypse. We've got new music from Slack Eye Slim, Slate Dump. We also have new music from Big Jugs. We've got some music from Joey Henry's Dirty Sunshine Club and Skid Row.
All right, some good 80s.
It's quite a lineup.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to Skid Row.
Yeah, she's a big fan of Sebastian Bach. She thinks he has sexy forearms.
He's got sexy eyes, too.
Does he have sexy hair? Do you like his hair? Like, I would think that chicks would dig his hair because it's, like, perfect.
He does have nice hair.
He has nice hair.
I'm kind of jealous.
Vince Neil has nice hair. He's got that nice straight kind of look deal going on.
Yeah.
Bret Michaels has nice hair.
No, his are extensions.
I know. That's why I was being sarcastic.
That was for you, BJ.
Yeah.
If it wasn't extensions, it would be nice. That's why he has to wear that bandana all the time. Sorry, Matt, for ripping on him.
I'm Bubba.
Oh, Bubba.
Hello, Bubba.
That's all right.
Bret's not dead yet, so you can make fun of him still. If he was dead, I'd be like, whoa, too soon.
That's out of line. That's right. All right, we've also got an interview with the Calamity Cubes from their show here in Pekin, Illinois in June. And throughout the show, we'll be telling some embarrassing stories about each other since we had some complaints in our feedback from last month. So we're going to
turn
have
the tables.
A good time and make fun of ourselves for a little while.
Right. Not that we don't make fun of me enough.
Well, no, but this time we're going to actually make fun of all of us.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, we'll give you a chance to make fun of me and Mrs. Bubba as well.
Okay.
We've got a special edition of the contact info, which I'm really, really excited about.
Yeah, we can't give any of that away yet, though.
We've got fan feedback and a whole lot more.
Ah, it's like how I turned it.
Yeah, you switched the tables.
A whole lot more.
I'm like, I don't want our listeners to be able to know what's coming at them.
We got to switch things up every now and then.
I want to throw the change up right on them. So let's first, I don't want to take a whole lot of time on this because it's gone on and on and on and on and on. But
it started in February.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about verbal abuse finally. But a sad attempt at their rebuttal to us.
Yeah, I was borderline pathetic.
Some of the things that I pointed out, I took notes on, was that they called us typical rednecks.
Which couldn't be any further from the truth.
Right. And they said that we're not as funny as them, and it's because we're not quick-witted, off the cuff.
Okay, let me just say, I do think those guys are funny.
Mm-hmm.
Big Dad and Hoove Dog crack me up. I laugh every time I listen to the show. But how can you sit there and say that we're not as quick-witted when it took you guys 4 months to come up with a rebuttal to our show?
Nice.
4 months.
Touché. Verbal abuse.
That's right.
Do you like that?
What was that?
Verbal abuse.
That was his French-Canadian accent.
Hey, it didn't fucking sound Italian for once.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's actually true. That wasn't bad.
I've been practicing for like a week and a half.
A.
But one of the compliments, of course, the only compliment we ever get on this show.
Go figure.
Is they said that Mrs. Bubba sounded hot, and that's
Hello,
W.
boys.
That's
And for the record, she's my wife, not Blake's wife. They were a little confused as to whose wife she was. It's not Blake. That's why
I'm Mrs. Bubba, not Mr. Podcasting God.
Right.
And Mrs. Podcasting God.
Right.
It's Mr. and Mrs.
Miss Us.
Bubba.
Miss Us.
Miss Us, Bubba.
Not
M-I-S-S-U-S. Miss Us. Dale Jr.'s a fag.
Damn right he is.
He wrecked today.
I missed it.
He did not finish.
Nice. My day is even going better. We'll see. Anything else they say?
Oh, they also said we played generic country music.
Generic, typical country music, which is completely, that is, they don't know what's going on.
They don't even know.
It's cold up there.
That's because Canadians don't know anything about country music. They listen to Alanis Morissette.
They use Duran Duran as one of their songs, don't they?
Oh, and when they were talking about us, they had Garth Brooks playing underneath.
Yeah,
so.
Which, come on, seriously?
But we love the guys at Verbal Abuse, and it was a fun little banter back and forth.
But in the future, I would appreciate it if you decide to make any bets with these guys that are hockey related. If you would run those by me first, since I'm the hockey fan in this group,
that I will do from
appreciate
now on.
That.
I think I'm more of a hockey fan than you are.
You probably are.
Oh, okay.
I can't keep up with it; it's too fast.
So, we also wanted to kind of make a little formal announcement for a couple of our listeners.
Right, because now that we're getting to be so big and we're branching out throughout the world, we
have to expand the team.
Right, we needed to have officers.
That's right.
I call them officers.
So, a couple of formal announcements. Dave Haskins, who we refer to affectionately as Diva Dave.
Diva Dave, yes.
I met Diva Dave last night.
Diva Dave was pretty cool, wasn't he?
He was pretty cool.
Diva Dave is going to be our street team leader.
We go to shows, and if I give him like a handful of cards and a handful of stickers, oh boy, he's passing them out.
He's working the crowd.
I'm like, just put them on tables, you know? He's like, no. He goes and gives them to the person. He pimps out the show. He was drunk last night, but he said he was going to donate $200 so we can get some better stickers.
That'd be fantastic.
So I don't know if it was because he was drunk.
I'm guessing it probably was.
So, but Diva Dave, congratulations on your new role.
And thank you.
Thank you.
You do a good job.
Yes. That's right. And then we'd also like to announce that one of our newest listeners, Billy Han, is the official IBWIP encyclopedia.
This guy pays attention.
Paying attention doesn't even begin to describe what Billy does.
Me and Billy just became friends today.
Billy's a cool dude, but this
Billy
boy
is a cool dude.
Like, from now on, like, if I can't remember something that happened in an episode,
I'm just emailing him.
I'm just emailing him because the boy has got game.
Because we'll get messages from him. On episode 41, Tossed Salad, who was the artist and what was the name of the song about a man drowning his woman? It's fantastic. And I love his enthusiasm.
And whenever he just posts like normally to us, just talking to us, he's always referencing like an inside joke that we had or something. So he is now the official go-to guy for any type of information that we need about the show.
Absolutely. Way to go, Billy.
Thanks, Billy.
And Dave.
Let's give them a round of applause. I thought we were going to talk about the clap again.
No, we'll skip the clap.
Oh, man. So that's pretty awesome. But you want to listen to some music or something?
That'd be good.
I want to listen to Come and Go by Joey Henry's Dirty Sunshine Club.
That sounds like a good pick to me.
Does that sound like a good
song? I love the
song.
It's an awesome song. Dig it. Dig Joey. And here is Come and Go.
Get it on.
Get it on.
Thank you. Forgot that I was segueing into that.
That's all right. We're here to help.
Forgot about that.
If we noticed.
Never go. never looked where you are. Keep writing our stories. Someday the people will know. So don't be so sad when I don't come around. You can always find me when I want to.
That's where I'm catch a big smile and so plastic cheeks. Cause you know inside there didn't like me. California fun, not for everyone. From Hollywood with love, it's California sun, California sun.
California Sun by the Bastards of Apocalypse.
I like any band that has the name Bastards in it.
Yeah, yeah. Those poor bastards.
Dirty old bastards. Is that one of them?
Just dirty old
just,
bastard.
Just one bastard.
Just one bastard.
Just one bastard. Yeah, okay.
Not D.O.B.
There's not a group of bastards there. It's just one dirty guy.
Just one dirty one.
Right.
Yeah. An old one.
Is he dead? Did he get shot or something?
No, I think he's in jail.
Oh, that's probably what it is.
I think he's in prison.
They either die or go to jail.
Hmm. Yeah. So. East Coast, West Coast.
So, hey, Blake.
Hey.
Do you remember that one time?
This is going to be so much fun.
All right. You guys can go ahead and use me first. You can get it out of the way. So you want to tell... What we're doing here is, since we make fun of everybody else for show content, we decided let's make fun of ourselves and tell stories about each other. So, Matt, I'm sure you want to...
I've spent a lot of time thinking about this since we came up with the idea for this episode, because there's so many stories, and you and I have known each other since you were, 10 years old? Something like that.
Knee-high to a switch.
And probably one of my favorites is, believe it or not, as a child... Blake had anger issues, and that's probably putting it a little lightly. And we used to have this big open field where we used to go play baseball all the time. And I was up to bat, and Blake hit me with a pitch, and I told him...
It was a fucking tennis ball, first of all. It's not like I beamed him with a real baseball.
Told him that if he did it again, I was going to hit him with a wiffle ball bat. So, of course, what's he do? He's got to be Billy Badass, and he intentionally... hits me again. So I go after him with the baseball bat. Of course, he takes off running. I throw down the bat, chase after him. We're running towards our apartment building.
Now, mind you, this field that we played at was like on the far end of the apartment complex.
Now, how old were you guys?
I was probably 14, 15.
Okay.
Somewhere around there, so Blake was a little younger. So Blake decides that he has somehow become some sort of a gymnast.
And all of a sudden, I developed superpowers. I thought, I'm out running him. Now I'm going to do something else.
We had this little patio with a sliding glass door that led into the apartment. But there was probably a 3-foot-high wooden fence around it. And Blake decides that he is going to jump over this as if it's like a pommel horse.
Hey, I watched the Olympics.
So he... gets his hands onto the fence and goes to leap over it, and as he does, I grab him by his feet and yank him backwards, dropping him face first into a sticker bush.
And the part that he didn't mention as well is that I had no shirt on.
Ow.
Yeah, so I outrun the man, but he got me in the end.
Boys being boys.
Then, of course, there's the time that we set the yard on fire.
And that's really not me. I didn't actually throw it.
No, that wasn't you, but it's something embarrassing that we did.
Right, so it was during a drought, kind of like, you know.
Oh, yeah, it hadn't rained in, like, weeks.
And my mom lived on the third floor of this apartment complex, where his dad lived on the first floor, where I tried to leap and, you know, do gymnastic training superhero studsta. So one day, you know, it's during the summer.
Yep.
So the parents were all at work, and there was two kids that lived in the neighborhood that were over. And we're on the third floor, and I don't know how we got fireworks. How do we get
I have no idea.
They were like the M16s or something. They weren't.
It wasn't anything like fancy or anything like that. It wasn't bottle rockets.
And so what we were doing is we were lighting them, and then we were throwing them into the street.
From the third floor.
From the third floor.
On the patio.
It's not that difficult. Maybe 20 yards?
Yeah.
20 yards is the most. Okay. I could throw a football 20 yards. Chris Crawford couldn't. So we lied it. He has it in his hand. He throws it like, you know.
Like a girl.
Yeah. Like he's in a league of their own. You know? And it doesn't get him anywhere near.
It lands right in the middle of the yard. And within 15 seconds, the entire yard is ablaze.
And it's a perfect circle. Like it just keeps growing.
And what does Blake do? He runs into the kitchen.
I'm a thinker.
And you remember Hardee's used to have the moose cups?
Yes, I do remember.
It was like a 32-ounce plastic cup. Blake grabs a moose cup and fills it up with water and runs down 3 flights of stairs like a moose cup is going to put out this ever-expanding fire.
And by the time I get down there, it's half empty of water already because I've splashed it
all over himself. So the guy that lived down on the first floor is an elderly couple. happens to look out his window
and sees the raging inferno.
His yard ablaze. It comes running out with a broom, and he's smacking the fire with the broom. Well, of course, his broom disintegrated
but he put the fire out.
Better than your moose cup would have.
Better than my moose cup.
That would have been a lot of trips up and down the stairs with the moose cup. He'd have been better off to fill that moose cup and stand up on that third balcony and throw
it. Better to piss off the porch to try to get it.
Yeah.
But that, you know. So, yeah, I don't always have, back then, I didn't have good decision-making skills in emergencies. But now,
they're not any better.
You got it now.
The only people that are not going to trust me in an emergency are the Amish.
Oh, whoa. I'm not trusting you in an emergency.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Let's not push it, man. I will say you haven't done a lot of really dumb things lately.
What do you mean lately? Like within the last week or like 2 years?
I meant within the last like 15 minutes.
Right, exactly. Good point. I mean, good point.
Come on, we can't expand that too much.
Right. So, a couple little stories, little tidbits. I'll get him back, believe me.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
Definitely not the story that I have lined up.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Yeah, this should be good. I have no idea what's coming.
It's going to be good. So, what have we done lately?
Our baseball season came to an end.
I know, and we were...
I'm disappointed. And having withdrawal already.
We did not injure any children.
No.
We did not corrupt any children.
Nope. You almost got kicked out of a couple games.
Right, but...
That goes back to the whole temper thing. Well, yeah, we did have the one kid that quit, but don't show up for practice. You play the outfield.
Right. So, how do we do?
But we started the season off really well. Started out 5-1, and then we went on this insane losing streak, and we ended the regular season at 5-9. Which got us the fifth seed into the tournament, and we battled through the tournament and actually finished third place.
Right. And when we were on our losing streak, five of those games were like the best games we played all year.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We just ran
towards the end, it was awesome.
We were playing really good baseball.
The kids
worked hard, and I couldn't be more proud of them.
Yeah, it was just one or two things, and it's just, we trudged through.
Now, we do have one more day that we're going to spend with these kids. Next Saturday, we planned
with adult supervision.
That's right. Yeah, get that right. Next Saturday, we actually planned a parents versus sons game to, kind of get families involved and spend some time with the kids. And
I'm going
to
hit a home run. Home run.
I'm not sure you can hit a home run right-handed, and you have to hit left-handed.
There's only one kid on this team I'm going to beam.
That's my son, isn't it?
No. No, I scared the crap out of him already. So.
But yeah, it was a great season. Had a lot of fun and enjoyed working with the kids.
We sculpted the minds of the youth of today.
And believe
you guys did a great job.
Believe it or not, we've had parents come to us.
This is the funny part.
And tell us what a great job we did and how much they appreciated having us as coaches and have actually asked us to draft their kids again next year.
So we gave them a Burns on IP stickers.
That's right.
No.
That's right.
So, there is some wholesomeness to us.
That's right. We're not all bad guys.
We're not all horrible guys. So, it's that time of year in the summertime. A lot of shows to go to.
Lots of concerts.
And the Bottoms Up in Pekin, Illinois is my new favorite place. It's like the savior of me and my music.
Because, they're doing all kinds of shows out there.
Right.
I liked it. I did not enjoy the bathroom.
Well, you can't really expect too much out of the bathrooms.
But I did like it. I thought it was a cool place to hang.
Last week, I finally got to see the 357 String Band.
Yeah, there were some issues with that show.
Right, and I've met Rick before, the stand-up bass player, and I've met him before, and they're really good guys. We've had him on the show twice since we started doing the show. But the sound guy for this show... I don't know what the deal was. I'm not a sound guy. I can barely get the damn podcast to sound good. But have you ever seen anybody get shocked in the face by a microphone?
I cannot say I have.
I saw it twice
in one night.
In one night, this dude, one of the guys was Joe Hubert, the banjo player, the guy we had on not too long ago. He was singing, and all of a sudden, you just heard this pop, and like he just jumped back like 3 or 4 feet. And you know they had sound issues all night, and you know that happens. You know, sound issues. It happens. No big deal. You know, and the 357, you know, they still put on a really good show, even the sound issues. And Bottoms Up is a really good place. So
yeah, it is.
We're not dissonating. I'm just telling a story about how two guys got their faces electrocuted because I think it's just insane. I've never seen it.
It's a nice little venue.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Good place for
They have
a
Red
show.
Bull for $2.
Can't beat that.
Sodas for $1.
Yeah.
Pool tables.
You can go stand out on the balcony and smoke.
Right.
Which is not necessarily a good thing considering it's a
metal staircase
and it was lightning last night. that was a little dicey at times, but yeah, pretty cool place.
Yeah.
Nice people.
Right. And then, so, you know, Derek was singing a song. Like, this is probably like 4 songs later. Okay, and by this time you can tell the guys are frustrated, but they're giving it their all. They're trying to be positive about it. They're trying to put on a good show for everybody because everybody's there. So Derek's singing in the microphone. All of a sudden, pop, and he jumps back, and he's got a beard, like a thick beard. I was like, oh Lord, he gonna get hell on fire. It'll be like Michael Jackson Pepsi commercial over again. And he got shocked too, and that dude was about ready to tell. He started to take his guitar off, like I've had enough of this shit. But
Getting electrocuted once is one thing, but when it happens a second time,
right? But hey, you know, it was like I said, it was a good show, but it was just crazy to see. And I was talking to the guys after the show, and he's like, "It's like somebody just like out of the blue punches you in the face, but you don't see him coming." You know what I mean? I was like, "I hope I don't ever shock Mrs. Bubba."
Well, hopefully
with you know all the shows that they're doing there, Bottoms Up, they you know kind of get this thing down.
It's just a one time. It was everybody has bad days except me.
So they had a couple of little sound things last night, yeah. But other than that, it was good.
It was a good time.
Good times. So,
well, enough bantering and rambling on. It's probably time for some music. And speaking of music,
how about the 4 things by the Calamity Cubes?
What 4 things are they? Just 4 things.
4 things?
Just any 4 things.
Any 4 things we're going to sing about.
Do I need to name those?
No,
movies?
That's fine.
Because I don't know.
No, we saw the Calamity Cubes again last night for the second time.
Yep.
And within a month, and I know I pimped the shit out of the Calamity Cubes,
but they're good guys.
But I would not do it if they
are the nicest. People.
They're the nicest
but, you
guys.
Know, we're going to talk about this in the next segment.
Oh,
so
pardon me.
Well, let's table that.
Let's just get some
minute.
Music going now.
Let's take a tack, put it up on the cork board. Here
Let's
is
listen to some music.
The Calamity Cubes with 4 things.
Get it on.
son, it ain't in my plans. Now you best turn that horse around. But he didn't, and I jumped off of my horse and I tore at his throat. I left him there to die.
Folks, that was Don't Touch My Horse by my good friend Slack Eyed Slim.
Don't touch my horse.
If you're touching my horse, your name better be Mrs. Happy. There ain't no way you're touching my horse.
Honey, you don't want to touch my horse later?
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds good.
But
giddy up.
Oh, my Lord. Ooh. Oh, my God.
I drooled a little.
You're going to shock yourself in the microphone. No, but Slack Eyed Slim, he's got a new album coming out. We're looking forward to, and I'm actually going to meet him. They're playing at the Bottoms Up.
Bottoms Up.
It's gonna be like the Bottoms Up episode.
That's right.
But he'll be playing there pretty soon. We finally get to meet him, and got some new stuff coming out. I like that horse. I like that horse. I mean, I like that song.
I like the song about the horse.
I like songs about horses.
I saw a man about a horse once.
I seen a man about a horse this afternoon.
Yeah. So we were talking a little bit in the last segment about the Calamity Cubes being at Bottoms Up, and they've actually been there twice in the last month, which is awesome because, you know, the guys are from Kansas, so
you don't get to see them very often. And the first show you couldn't go to because there was a
terrible storm that night, and our cul-de-sac was actually flooded. I couldn't even get out of my driveway. So last night was my first time actually getting to meet the guys and see them in concert, and all three of them, just awesome guys, really cool. I had a good time sitting around and, you know, kind of bullshitting with them before the show, and then watching them put on just an amazing set.
And I was very proud of you, Mrs. Bubba. You stayed up way past your bedtime.
My bedtime's 9 o'clock, but I didn't get home until about 1.
Awesome. You're like a party animal.
I was. Can I just give a shout out, though, to the first band that was there?
Oh, yeah.
Tyler Gregory and the Bootleg Bandits.
Yes, you can.
Very good. I thought they were mellow, which I I really liked. I know some people would rather have the kick-ass music.
They had a bluesy,
but
bluesy
the guy's voice was great, and I thought all around the bass player could have been a little bit more enthusiastic.
Yeah, he looked a little out of it.
They were probably tired. They drove like 7 hours.
Yeah. I was amazed though. He had the boot stomping thing, and his legs had to have been tired and cramped.
I know.
He was really boot stomping. But it was good. It was very good. I thought that they were very good.
Mrs. Happy had a good time.
Yeah, she's doing shots with Diva Dave.
If you get Diva Dave and Mrs. Happy together, shots are going to happen.
They're doing tequila shots.
They're doing tequila shots and getting rowdy. But it was super cool, and of course we have pictures posted on our Facebook.
Yep.
So thank you very much to the Calamity Cubes for coming to our town for 2 times in a month.
Yeah, that's huge.
And for being such good friends of the show, and they're really nice guys. So
yeah, they are.
If you ever get the chance to check out the Calamity Cubes,
definitely go see them.
Definitely do that.
I wanted to give a shout out. Can I give a shout out?
We're giving shouts out.
Shout outs all over.
This is the shout out show.
Just a little shout out to Mrs. Happy. Birthday was July 13th.
That's right.
I'd let everybody know.
Yes. And I got her a good present. I did not fuck up.
What'd you get her?
I got her a painting of her dog.
Very cool.
And it was a good painting. I mean, I didn't do it. That's why it was a good painting.
But yeah, we wouldn't want to see it if you did it.
Yeah, so
good job.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
That's how I roll. So, you know, and July has a lot of birthdays, actually, in my family and stuff. But it made me think, because BJ had a birthday in July.
Yes, he did.
And I was like, man.
He celebrated it Amish style.
Buggy. Rolling in his 5.0 buggy. But I got an idea, because, you know, I'm full of ideas for this show. But we need to know when our fans' birthday are.
Absolutely. I think that's a great idea.
So what I'm thinking we should do is if all the listeners send in their... Because, yes, Facebook tells you the day of.
Yeah.
I don't want to know the day of. I want to, you know...
I want to know ahead of time so we can talk about it on the show.
So we can give, you know, birthday shout-outs, play, you know... We can sing happy birthday to people or something.
We can play a happy birthday song.
Happy, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday.
Oh, yeah, it's so much better when you sing.
Is that sarcasm?
I think so.
I can kind of tell by the look on your face.
Just a little.
So what we want to do is all fans, go ahead and email us and tell us your birthday. We're going to have I'm going to keep track of it on calendar. And maybe some people will get some birthday gifts.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
So please send us your birthday and
we'll talk about you on the show.
Yeah, and we'll talk about you on the show and maybe we'll send you a birthday gift. And I think it's a cool idea. It's a way to keep the IBWIP family together.
That's right.
Because there's always that one person in everybody's family that knows everybody's birthday. And then everybody else doesn't know.
Yeah.
Like I'm that person in the family. I know everybody's birthday.
Yeah, you do, and I don't.
And I try and get everybody together, and then it all ends up crap in the end.
That's why I thank God for Facebook, because otherwise I forget everybody's birthday.
Right. Yeah, people just aren't good at remembering those things
anymore. I can't remember what I did yesterday.
You know, real quick, funny story. Me and Mrs. Bubba celebrated our wedding anniversary.
Oh, I am so sorry I didn't put that in the show notes. Happy anniversary to Mr. and Mrs. Bubba.
Six years of marital bliss. Wedded bliss.
Yes.
But our anniversary was actually on July 16th. And the Sunday before, Mrs. Bubba was taking her afternoon nap.
Oh, I thought you said the Sunday before, I took her to breakfast. I was like, oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
No, she was taking an afternoon nap, and I was sitting in the recliner watching TV, and it suddenly hit me, oh my God, it's July and I can't remember when my anniversary is, and I thought I might have missed it. So luckily we have this little picture up in our hallway,
a plaque in the
that has our wedding date on it. So I jump up out of the recliner, I run down the hall, and I look and I'm like, all right, it's not till next Friday, I'm good, I'm solid.
Now be honest, Mrs. Bubba, did you have to look at that plaque as well?
He actually had to tell me it was our anniversary. I didn't remember.
Is this kind of like the Valentine's Day thing where he showered you with gifts and you gave him the That was your gift?
No,
That was a fine gift.
That was a fine gift.
Well, I don't know. I can't rate that gift.
We had a nice, simple anniversary at home.
We made a really nice dinner and
bought her some flowers.
Did you ever think to yourself 6 years ago when you met that you would be sitting in your dining room once a month with me? First of all, I mean, even being around me. And second of all, doing a podcast.
No.
I think it's what's held your marriage together in the last year.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it is. I think you're the cause of several near-missed divorces.
Oh, nice. Nice.
You know, like when you grab my wife's leg and she appears to like it.
Did we talk about this
before? Yeah, we've talked about it. I'm sure Billy can tell us what episode it was.
Billy,
on.
Reference what episode that was. We talked about it, so we won't go over it. But I'm not going to let Mrs. Bubba off that easy. We're telling stories about each other today. Now, I have a story about Mrs. Bubba.
Yeah, I know where this is.
First of all, Mrs. Bubba is not the best driver in the world.
Bubba's not even close to the best driver in the world.
She has a tendency to get in accidents. Not all of them her fault. Not all of them her fault. But this specific accident was completely her fault.
Yeah.
So it was like
Three
winters ago. Horrible winter. We got stuck here. I happened to spend the night.
Yeah, go figure. Blake spends the night here, and we get snowed in. How's that for luck?
So, finally, I think it was day two of being cooped up in here and not being able to go anywhere because it was that bad. You know, like in Canada.
Yeah, basically.
Right.
It's in
Newfoundland, the snow is there. It's horrible. But anyway, so after like 2 days here, we're cooped up. We've already made like this walking trip a mile through the snow.
Yeah, we had to walk a mile to get cigarettes and soda.
So we were bound and determined to get our cars unstuck. So which car do we start with? Mrs. Bubba's car. So me and you were out there shoveling around, trying to get out.
Trying to dig it out.
And then we got it shoveled. We can get her out. We got a path. So let's go get Mrs. Bubba. I think you were taking a nap.
I probably was. It was cold, it was snowy, what else was there?
Right.
And Blake was here.
Right. Yeah. So we get her in the car, and we're rocking it. Me and you are in the back rocking it back and forth, you know, and we're trying to get it out. And you decided to like go to the side or something because it was like sliding a little
bit. Yeah, I
was
standing kind of to the driver's side of the car and pushing from the end. And I actually I can't even explain to people what this looked like from my vantage point.
So I'm behind the car, and I'm trying to rock it. I don't know how she went from being in drive to reverse.
I was going to try and rock it a little more.
But I go, hit it.
And she hit it.
The next thing I know, I'm upside down in the air, land on my back in the snow. I got hit by my sister-in-law. In the snow.
It was literally like one of those things you'd see in a cartoon where it's in slow motion and you see Blake flying through the air going,
and it's not like you just like nudged me.
No, she hit too hard.
Yeah, there was no, I mean, you gunned
you told her to gun it and she gunned it in reverse.
My life flashed before my eyes.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, man.
So from now on, if you're stuck in, and the thing is, that day we walked a mile to go get cigarettes in the snow that was above our knees.
It was ridiculous.
We pushed three people out of the ditch.
Yeah.
And we didn't get hurt.
Yeah.
We were 3 feet from your front door.
With my wife.
With your wife. And
you almost got paralyzed.
I almost got killed.
Yeah.
Did you feel bad at all?
Yes. At first I didn't think it was that bad. I thought I like bumped you. But then when Matt said you actually went up in the air.
As I was laying on the ground going,
Now, I do have one other story I want to tell about Mrs. Bubba. This happened about 2 years ago, and we had decided to put a new toilet in our house. So
that's always a good investment. Your shitter always has to be a good shitter.
That's right.
Yes.
So I go up to Lowe's, which is just right up the street. We're talking a mile and a half away from the house.
Now, I just want to say, I had the toilet out at this point in time. It was up off the floor.
That's right.
And sitting to the side.
So your old toilet
is up
is disconnected.
It's disconnected, and it's sitting by the tub.
Okay.
So I leave. I go to Lowe's. I purchase a toilet. I pull into the driveway with the new toilet, and my phone rings. and it's Mrs. Bubba. And she says, "Where are you at?" And I said, "I just pulled in the driveway." And she said, "I think I need to go to the emergency room." So I said, "All right, I'll be right in." So I get out of the car. I leave the new toilet in the car. I rush back to the bathroom.
You don't have time to bring in the new toilet.
No, of course not. I'm worried about my wife. I run back to the bathroom, and there is Mrs. Bubba with a shattered toilet tank all over my bathroom floor, and she looks like Smurfette. I had just put one of those Vanish Blue drop-ins in the tank.
Oh, hell no.
Like a week beforehand. And she decided she was going to try to empty the tank and pick it up. And
I was trying to disconnect the tank from the bowl so that we could take it out in like pieces. I don't know where I got that idea from, but I was going to separate
them. She couldn't wait the 20 minutes that I was gone buying the new toilet for me to do this. But I literally, her hands, her arms, her legs are all bright blue. Well, when the toilet tank broke, it broke into thousands of pieces.
Yeah, when those things blow. Yeah.
And she's got cuts all over her hands and her arms and her legs.
I was going to stop him and go, why did she want to go to the emergency room just because she was blue? I didn't know you were bleeding.
Well, yeah, I was bleeding.
There were a couple of cuts that were
significant lacerations.
Looked pretty bad.
Were significant lacerations.
Obviously, we've been working with a toilet, so there's bacteria and germs involved, so you want to make sure.
Because your poop is icky.
That everything's all right. So I have to take Mrs. Bubba to the emergency room looking like Smurfette.
Now, did they ask you why you were blue at the emergency room?
Did they?
I don't remember. I'm sure they did.
I would think that they would be like, yes, why are you blue?
I know they put me in a room with a sink and told me to wash off.
Well, and we're sitting,
you might have
we're
poop
sitting
bacteria.
In we're sitting in the room where they check you in and take all your insurance information and everything, and I've got some blue on my hands from helping her up and trying to pick up some of the shattered toilet. And I notice a little jar of wipes. So I grab these wipes and I start, kind of washing myself up. And this nurse comes in and starts yelling at me that those are household disinfectants and don't put those on your skin. And gets very angry with me that, I'm trying to clean up.
So, do not help Mrs. Bubba when she's behind the wheel of a car and don't let her help you with a toilet
bowl. Right.
That is hilarious.
And to this day, if you ever sit on her toilet, you'll find that it's at this kind of slant to the side.
Yeah, there's a slight angle.
Because I didn't get it quite even.
Nice.
But it's pretty close.
Speaking of peeing in a toilet.
Yes.
My God.
So, I'm sure you all remember that last month on our episode, the podcasting god, Blake Clayton.
The dumb podcasting god, Blake Clayton. The idiotic,
made
big
a
mouth.
Pledge to all of our friends and fans that if we could get our Facebook page to 400 people, which at the time we were around 300, if we could get 100 more ads in a month's time, he'd pee his pants. Well, I was a little nervous that this wasn't going to happen because we went through a couple of spikes where we'd add like 20 or 25 people and then nobody else would pick up for, like a week and a half. And we got within a week and we were about 35 people short and we started sending out all kinds of invites.
And what I don't understand is why I was helping with this.
Yeah, I never really understood that either.
Like, I was encouraging people to get fans because I don't know why. Because I'm an idiotic podcasting guy.
But I know myself, I sent out, about 75 invites the other night, and Billy sent out a bunch of invites, and BJ and Nicole sent out a bunch of invites for us, and
Bandana
sent out a bunch. So, I mean, we had all kinds of people really, really pulling for
and
us
I was
to,
surprised
to reach the cause.
I'm surprised, because our listeners are wonderful, dedicated listeners. Like, the ones that are hardcore.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are dedicated, and but I can understand why you have better things to do than try. And that's what I was kind of hoping for.
Well, it didn't happen.
And I don't mean to interrupt you. If you go back on the tape, if you talk to Encyclopedia Billy,
yeah.
If you go back to the tape, I said 500, and somehow it got changed to 400. But being the guy, I'm a
man
of my word.
Your word.
Man of my word.
We officially hit 400 at like 428 last night. Nicole, BJ's wife, was nice enough to
let us know
that, you know, it was official. We had hit 400 people, and I sent you a text message letting you know that you were going to have to urinate yourself this evening. So before we recorded the show tonight, we went out in the backyard and
yeah, because Mrs. Bubba would not let me piss on her floor.
I saw it all dripping back there. Thank God it didn't happen in my kitchen.
But yeah, we went out in the backyard and I actually videotaped Blake urinating himself, and we're going to put it on the IBWIP website. We'll put it on Facebook. I'm sure they'll probably kick it out at some point. I'm also going to post it on YouTube. I don't know if it'll last on there for long.
Well, and here's the thing is we did some recording at the show last night. I'm gonna release that as like a bootleg kind of thing.
Nice.
I'm gonna release it separately as like a little bootleg thing. But we were talking about how many hits it would get on YouTube. And I did not promise anything on this. I did not say if it hits 1,000 or nothing. But
no.
So it was Diva Dave, Mrs. Happy, Mrs. Bubba, Uncle Bubba, Joey from the Calamity Cubes.
And Cody O.
And Cody O from the Calamity Cubes. We were all giving our how many hits we're going to get in a month. So it'll be nice to go back and
see. Yeah, they actually ranged from like 18 to 5,000. So I'll be interested to see how many hits you get. I mean, you know, if you've got a pug that can say Batman when he barks, it gets like a million hits. Who doesn't want to see somebody purposely piss himself?
And I didn't think about this at first, but you know, I went to the Calamity Cube show last night. I bought my Calamity Cube shirt. I was wearing it when I came over. So I'm sure they're going to be like, oh, thanks a lot, Blake, for wearing our shirt and pissing yourself.
Well, you know, when we talked to Joey about it last night, we told him that you were going to do this. And Joey's comment to you was pretty straightforward. He said, come on, man, seriously. Do you think there's anybody in this bar that at one time or another has not peed their pants?
Right, but I kind of did it on command. Yeah. What really
no
amazed
stage
me...
stage fright. I was very impressed.
That's because when I go to, like, a sporting event and I go in the bathroom, even when I go to work in the bathroom, I do get a little stage frighty, you know what I mean? So with every... And the person who was most disappointed with this would be... I have to be Mrs. Happy. And I can understand how she would be disappointed in her boyfriend.
I told her
face.
She's got to be so proud.
But wow. It was, hey, I'm a man of my word.
That's
podcasting
right.
God does not go back on his word. So I pissed my pants.
Yep, and like I said, we'll be sure to post that video everywhere, and hopefully, you know, nobody yanks it off their sites.
Right. Well, it'll all...
He all choked up?
God, I got like a big goober bobble over there in my mouth.
You gonna swallow it down, or you gonna go spit it out?
I don't know what to do with
go
it.
Spit it out. Just spit in the garbage can.
No, I swallowed it.
Oh, that's disgusting.
But anyway,
you gonna do some fan feedback?
Do you think we need to?
Yeah, we've got some.
All right, well, fan feedback time. And who is the best fan feedback reader in the world?
Matt Bubba.
Bubba. It's my Bubba.
My Bubba and me.
All right. So we've got a couple here to read. The first one says, it was great to hear some Korblund last show. It was not too great to hear more hair metal. Sorry, Bubba, but that shit sucks. My vote is for a punk song every episode, and that's from Ian Osland. Ian,
I don't know any
punk songs.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I've
heard
of a
couple. Is it like Green Day? Like a
no,
punk
that's
Green
not,
Day?
That's not punk.
We're talking
that's
about
not punk?
Like the Cramps?
Like,
I don't know.
Iggy Pop? Iggy Pop
Ooh.
Was punk.
I don't know.
I don't know.
We don't really...
I tell you what.
Ian, send us a song and we'll put it on the
Ian,
show.
You send us one song. Wait, your favorite punk song.
We want to know what punk is, so you send it to
you
us.
You send it right. to us, we'll put it on.
We'll play punk.
We'll put it on the next show. All right, the next one.
We love fan feedback.
Absolutely.
We love it. And we don't usually get very negative fan feedback. But this time we kind of got some negative fan feedback, so it was...
Yeah, we got a couple. You want me to go ahead and read the other one that was a little,
oh,
little
okay.
negative?
Yeah.
All right. This next one is from an anonymous listener.
Right.
Didn't want us to know.
Well, she wasn't anonymous. I guess I gave just gender away.
But yeah, but just
out of courtesy. Yeah, I don't want her to put hate it out mail there. From,
that's right.
You know, Billy.
That's right, because Billy will be
Billy like,
Billy
I'm going to come to your house and kick your ass. No.
So this one says, so I finished listening to the whole show last night, and I have to say I am kind of disappointed. Not totally, but close. While a lot of the things you guys said were very funny, I feel like the past couple of episodes or so have been about picking a race or religion or whatever and seeing how badly you can make fun of them. I mean, I don't know much about the Amish.
I just pissed myself, but it matters. No,
and I'm not trying to say that these people are great people, but it would be nice to hear just some great humor, not at the expense of a particular individual race or religion. I know you guys can be funny without making fun because all the shows haven't been this way. So I'm going to get off my soapbox and leave my opinion at that. I mean, you know what they say about opinions anyway. And my opinion may not even matter, which is fine too. Just felt the need to give it and possibly hear something different on the next episode.
And I respected that email. To me, it wasn't like rude or mean or anything.
No, it was put in a very point. Nice. Yeah.
No, and that was kind of the whole premise behind the
it
press conference.
It was obviously
conference
a concern
at the
for her.
Right. Yeah, I wasn't spoofing on it. Because if I was spoofing,
really,
on it,
you know, the Canadian episode was all because of the bet with verbal abuse,
right,
and we
right.
had to read, you know, the statement from those guys about how great Canada was. So it was our way of, you know, kind of jabbing back at him.
Right.
And then the Amish episode was just kind of a shot at BJ because he looked like he was Amish.
Right. And it wasn't really to make fun of Amish people.
I don't know any Amish people.
I don't know any Amish people.
Sure, they're good people. And I'm sure Blake could actually pick them up and take them.
I would not. No, I would not. I'm not picking up a damn Amish person, and they're not riding in my emergency ambulances. I don't care. No, but, you know, after reading it a couple of times, I saw the point that they had, and I always take fans' opinions seriously.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And we want people to enjoy the show.
Right.
We don't want to lose listeners.
No, and then this
listener's a dedicated listener.
Right, and I even, you know, if it was somebody I didn't know, you know, would never heard, you know, never heard from before, then I'd be like, hey, you go suck my dick, you know? But I value our true listeners, I value all our listeners, and so, you know, that's why I'm saying, hey, all right, next episode we'll make fun of ourselves.
All right, so now this one's a little bit cheerier.
Okay.
This one's from Billy.
Billy.
Billy boy.
Hello, Billy.
Encyclopedia.
That's Billy. Like his new introduction.
That was
Encyclopedia
good. I
like Billy.
No, how about the Encyclopedia Billy.
No, I liked it better the first
okay,
time.
Okay, sorry.
All right. So anyway, Billy has
we can't
say.
Afford good sound effects.
What's up, everyone? Just dropping a couple of lines for you. First things first, I'm a new listener, and I think your show rocks. I'm not considered a quote-unquote country person, at least the stupid country that blares on the radio. It sucks.
So he's saying he's not a typical
that's right.
redneck. Like
listen to that verbal abuse. But your show, IBWIP, kicks ass. It has definitely changed my view of country music, or at least the country music that you guys play. I think your show is funny and very upbeat. Blake, you and the Bubbas are awesome. Sorry, Uncle Bubba, but Mrs. Bubba sounds hot as hell. It had to be said.
Oh, my God. Another person.
Gee, go figure.
Oh, your greatest person ever.
And I wish you guys the best of luck. Now that all of that was said, I like this.
I like it. He's so polite in how he worded it. Now that I've said all those nice things.
What the hell is up with verbal abuse? I realize it's just a friendly war, but in my opinion, they suck. I've listened to a couple of their episodes and a couple of IBWIP's episodes, and there's no comparison. They rip on you guys about writing up your show before you do it, whereas they don't. I believe that your show is far better than their show. Their show just isn't funny, and I have a strange sense of humor. Maybe that's why I dig your show so much. Thanks for listening, Billy Han.
And I like verbal abuse.
They're good guys.
Right, yeah.
I've listened to a couple of their
shows. You can't really compare the two because they're completely different
no,
types
they,
of shows.
No, they are. And, you know, Canadians have a different sense of humor than we do.
Right. Like, they don't have any.
That's right.
So, no.
No, but, the guys are funny.
Right.
I enjoy the show. You know, you and I have talked to them quite a bit. You know,
yeah.
Outside
yeah.
of the realm of the show.
So, Billy, don't hate.
Don't hate. They're good guys.
Don't hate them, eh?
That's right. Eh.
And we had a couple more fan feedbacks that I didn't print out on time.
Pull what now?
The rest of BJ's critique. Oh, so I'm sorry. I What do I do? Oh, Seymour.
Seymour.
Seymour Butts.
Now, can you turn that a little bit so I can actually...
All righty. Look at that. We're high tech right now.
All right. We have our show critique. Uh-oh.
Oh.
Beans and Franks are...
The natives are restless.
They're wanting the show to end.
Yeah. They're like, can we get this over with?
But we've got BJ's critique of episode 42.
And this is, like I said, a dedicated listener who knows us, who knows the show, who has history on the show, who, you know...
Yeah.
Knows about us.
Yeah, absolutely.
When he tells me he likes or dislikes something, I take it.
We take it to heart.
Yes.
Yep.
I take it to hard. Heart.
Heart. Heart.
Oh.
Not to hard.
I said take it and get hard. I don't know if BJ liked that or not.
That's why he grew the handlebar mustache.
Right, to beat us up with it.
It's pretty slick looking. All right, so here's BJ's critique. First off, I have never met the Amish that you got all worked up about. Everyone I have met is rich as hell. Sometimes you shouldn't trust the interwebs. There's about 1,000 sects of those plain-living bastards. You guys focused on the worst ones. But you guys have made me give up my Amish ways and join the land of the modern man. I got my hair cut.
See, he wants to be able to take an ambulance.
That's
what
right.
It is.
That's exactly what it is.
BJ wants, if I drive by BJ on the street, he wants me to be able to come and pick him up.
He says he got his hair cut and grew a mustache. Sorry, Blake, don't mean to rub it in.
Oh, okay. All right. As many of you will be able to see on the most recent Calamity Cubes picture show on our Facebook page.
I think it looks good.
I am...
Today you need to comb it out,
it's a
man.
Little
it's
out of control today.
Out of control today.
This is the most facial hair I've ever had.
It was just so sad.
Do you shave, like, the other... Do you just
the rest of it?
You shave the rest of
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I shave the rest of it.
How often do you, like, have to shave the side of your face?
Once a week.
Oh, what about your upper lip? Now, do
once
you
a week.
Once a week?
Yeah.
Are you going to grow that in now?
Mrs. Happy wants me to grow it, the mustache,
oh, okay.
As well as the goat.
I think you should give it a go.
But I just look like a little like French pedophile. I can't. It doesn't come in full.
Oh, wee.
Wee wee, little boy. So I'm scared, too, because I know that there's going to be a transition time. And it'll be like a month and a half.
It's a little awkward.
And my roommate hates it.
Yes, she
my
does.
Roommate hates it.
Your mom.
But once it comes in, I
my
think
roommate. Your
you
mom.
Might be very happy with it.
Once what? This comes in? It's
once
in.
It, no.
This
is no.
I'm like, no, this isn't coming. This
are
is,
you
this
currently
is
shaving the upper lip?
Yes, I am.
When was the last time you shaved it?
Yesterday.
Okay, is there a reason why there's more hair on the upper lip than there is on the sides, and then more hair down in the chin area?
I'm patchy.
Yeah, because there's like nothing on the sides except this little patch, like right here on your cheek.
I'm an idiot. Anyway.
Anyway, we should probably get back to BJ's.
Right.
Email.
So, I can't grow facial hair.
He also says that he has now given in to using buttons. So, thank you. Now that I am a part of modern society, I would like to say, no, fuck your mom, Bubba.
Ooh.
You are on my shit list now, and I'm going to tongue punch your mom's fart box.
I love that. Tongue punch your mom's fart box.
Yeah, I've never heard that one. That's good, BJ.
I will give that an A.
I enjoyed that. And overall, he said he'd give the episode a B+, but he thinks we could do much better. So
hopefully
this one will take the cake.
And we're going to go to the next. Hey, you like this? Do you like when people talk when they have...
No, that drives me nuts.
I say.
That and toothpicks.
Yeah, Mrs. Bubba hates guys who
I
use toothpicks.
I hate guys chewing on toothpicks.
Me too. I hate guys.
All right, so we also have feedback from Nicole, who is BJ's wife.
They have relations together, too,
yes,
I bet.
Yes, they do. I bet they do. She's probably digging the handlebar.
Yeah.
She's going for a ride on the handlebar.
Oh, yeah.
So Nicole
says...
We're
going to lose two fans eventually.
Oh, no. BJ and Nicole.
BJ and Nicole will be like, all right, listen. You guys were funny.
They've stood by us this long.
But when you talk about us riding the handlebars, I guess I'm just jealous because I can't grow facial hair like that.
Probably. But here's what Nicole had to say. Just wanted to drop in and say that the Party Like Your Amish episode had me laughing my ass off. And how sexy my Amish husband looked in the show art.
He did look sexy.
He can rock that hat like no one's business.
He does look cool with that hat.
He did look cool.
He did look cool.
I do have to say, BJ looked really cool as an Amish guy.
And just having that hat on when he gave us the picture of him wearing a Burns Live t-shirt, it caused...
Oh,
It was
it was huge.
The whole reason for the episode, which caused all the negative, which caused us to make fun of ourselves on this episode. It's like a continuous something.
Bring it on home.
Bring it home.
Just brought it on home.
Brought it. Bring it around.
All right. Nicole says that she is sad, however, that the Vagina Princess segment is now coming to an end. Now she has to do her own research. God damn it. It was nice to have other people to do that shit for me, but I am sure y'all have something new planned that will divert my attention away from the Vagina Princess segment so I won't get upset or miss it. Well, till the next episode anyway. LOL. Talk to y'all soon.
Now, the Vagina Princess segment, we kind of let it go for a while because I don't want to...
We didn't want it to get dried out.
Yeah, we kind of did the Bubba's Rant
thing. Oh, I like that.
Oh, I see where that was going. That was good.
And the best part of that is when I was looking at her when I was talking to her, because that's kind of what you do, and she was like, I didn't want it to get dried out. She was like, this is going to be good.
Raising the eyebrows. Like, she was very proud of herself.
I got this one, Blake. Don't worry about writing me a punchline.
Yeah,
I'm doing this off the cuff.
That was pretty impressive.
Take that verbal abuse. That was witty.
That was witty.
That was totally unscripted.
I love fan feedback. The more fan feedback, we got quite a bit of fan feedback about, you know, as we were charging our way toward 400.
That's right. Man, like last week, I can't wait to see our stats. You know, we get an email every week from Facebook telling us how many ads we got, how many comments, how many threads were started and replied to. I can't wait to see our numbers for this last week because it's going to be huge.
All right. It's that time again.
Are we going to listen to some music?
Yeah, do it in like your radio announcer voice where you hold your ear.
Oh, okay. Here. Oh, did you hear that?
Okay.
All right.
She just punched the microphone.
she donkey punched the microphone. Kaboom! Did you hear that?
All right. We are now going to listen to The Cave Billies Get Lonely.
Two.
They also get lonely. They two.
Like two of them get lonely?
No.
Because two Cave Billies won't get lonely.
Two is in also. Like The Cave Billies Get Lonely, two. Two.
Oh,
two.
As well as.
As well as.
Like, it could have been named Cave Billies Get Lonely.
Also.
Also.
Ooh.
As well as.
Check it out. She's like a thesaurus over there. No, Blake, that's not a dinosaur. It's a book.
Yeah.
Unscripted again, bitches.
Bazinga.
This would be by Slate Dump.
I love Slate Dump. We had him. We played his stuff a while back, and he's got some new stuff, and I'm anxious to hear Cave Billies Get Lonely 2.
They get lonely, too. I get lonely,
Women
also.
Get woolly. Or lonely?
Lonely?
Women Get Woolly. That's from Bull Durham.
Right.
He's in the bus.
Right. All right, Slate Dump. Thanks again for sending us this tune, and check it out.
Get it on.
Would we be considered Cave Billies?
We could be cave billies.
Okay. I am a cave billy.
Blake and everyone at Burns and IP, it's Paul from Scotland. Just phoning to say thanks for the package that I received in the mail the other day. The signed photograph has taken pride of place above the toilet in my house, and I'm looking forward to wearing the t-shirt, and I was glad to see, Blake, that you hadn't used it to wipe the liquid shit off of your legs from that time you told us about. And thanks again, guys, and I'm looking forward to listening to the next episode. Cheers. Tonight I think I'm gonna have to fuck a fat chick.
Just can't get a bite for this fisherman. The hunt has lost its thrill. Tonight I need it to come easy. I ain't in it for the sport. So the fish is coming off the menu, and it looks like I'll be eating pork. Oh, tonight I think I'm gonna have to fuck a fat chick. Take her of the cake, and yes, I'm gonna tap it. This ain't love, it ain't even lust. Before tonight it's more than right, it's an absolute must. Pour me another drink and make sure it's a stiff one. Tomorrow I don't want to recollect on this one. Let's all give it up for Swamp Buster. I'm gonna tap it. This ain't love, it ain't even lust. But for tonight it's more than right, it's an absolute must. Pour me another drink and make sure it's a stiff one. Tomorrow I don't wanna recollect on this one. So I'll give it up for tonight. I think I'm gonna have to fuck a fat chick. Take her of the cake, yes, I'm gonna tap it. This ain't love, it ain't even lust. But for tonight it's more than right, it's an absolute must. Pour me another drink. The Slum Buster.
And you were listening to the exciting sounds of Slump Buster by Big Jugs.
I like that.
That was good.
That was good. You're really getting...
She's really getting into these segues.
She's putting effort into it.
That's right.
I like it. I'm impressed.
I'm trying to remember
Bubba's
when I
come
go
a long
into
way
a
since
segue,
her first episode.
When I come out of it,
yeah, it's
I'm trying
nice.
To get it all down.
It's nice.
I'm trying to bring in a little funniness to it.
You're probably going to have your own show.
You think so? I like to be soothing, though.
Are you a soothing kind of person?
I'm a soother.
That's why everybody thinks you're hot, because you have a sexy voice.
Hello, boys.
See, that's...
Can you say, like, a whole, like, three sentences, just whatever, real sexy sounding, like, just... Like, act like you are a 1-900, like, operator or caller lady.
Hello, how can I help you tonight?
I'm alone by myself, and I've been on the road, and...
I don't have any clothes on.
You're awfully forward. Do you have any birthmarks?
No, but I have tattoos.
On your butt?
One right above it.
That's called a tramp stamp.
It's got Uncle Bubba's name on it.
Who's Uncle Bubba? God, this is the worst $9 in a minute I ever spent.
Oh, that was great.
Oh, Matt.
Oh, it's my turn, isn't it?
No, because your name's not Matt.
Oh, that's right.
Your name is Bubba.
That's like three times tonight. I think we're going to have to dump this whole Bubba persona at some point because you guys can't get
it. No, we have all those autographed pictures that nobody wants, so we got to wait to get rid of and change your name.
That's true.
So, Uncle Bubba.
Yeah.
I've got a story about you.
I'm sure you do.
Uncle Bubba had his license before me, obviously. Okay? And my mom had a cool car. It was yellow.
Was this a yellow Citation?
This is the yellow Citation story.
It was my yellow submarine.
I've heard about the yellow Citation.
Uncle Bubba, do you remember that one time where we talked, my mom, who is now my roommate, and into letting us take her car to books and stuff?
Yes, yes. We were going to go buy some baseball cards.
Right. And she said yes, and we said, if you let us take your car, we'll wash it and clean it out for you.
Which, now, to her, that sounds like a great deal, right?
This was like a 1985 Citation with, and it was like banana yellow.
I don't even know what a Citation is.
It's
not a sports car.
No.
It's not a sports car?
No.
Okay.
No, it was not
an. It's a car that a poor single mother would drive.
Yeah.
In the ghetto. Mama cried and the baby has died. In the ghetto. Or did the babies die and the mama cried? Which happened first? In the ghetto.
Which came first? The chicken or the egg?
Now she's getting cocky.
Yeah, she is a little bit.
She's got her eyebrows going. Yeah. She's like, all right, ponder this. Anyway, so we go to the baseball card shop. I think that was the one where I traded in all my baseball cards for like 3 boxes of hockey cards, which is ironic because I know nothing about hockey.
Yeah, that is pretty ironic.
So we go to the car wash.
Which is just a couple blocks down from books and stuff.
Hey, car wash, those things are big. The ones you do yourself, manually. Mm-hmm. You know, we're gonna put some elbow grease into this.
That's right. We're gonna show our appreciation for letting us use the car.
Yeah, and it was the yellow. It was like banana yellow that had been faded by the sun.
Yeah, it didn't look good to begin with.
So we wash it, and we're like, we gotta vacuum it out. Now, I don't know how the car washes are in Canada. I don't even know if they have them.
Well, they gotta have something to get all the snow off of.
Right, but the big vacuums. Had the are on the big cement blocks.
Mrs. Bo was about to spit soda because she knows what's coming.
Okay, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Have I painted the picture for you?
Yeah.
So Uncle Bubba pulls up and he stops. So I open the door. All of a sudden, he's moving again. All of a sudden, you hear. So
all down the side of the door.
There's like a 10, 15 inch. Scratch.
And not just a small scratch. Yeah. We're talking like a deep, deep scratch.
Nice. Why he started to move again, I don't know.
I think I was pulling the car forward so you could actually like fully open your door to where it wasn't going to hit the cement block, which is pretty ironic because...
Yeah, the cement block.
You made it worse.
You say, oh, that's a funny story about Uncle Bubba. That's not the story. That's the setup for the punchline of the story. For the next 45 minutes, we're driving around trying to figure out what to come up with. And everything besides, a midget came and scrapped our car.
Has crossed our minds.
Because we think on our feet.
That's right.
We're thinkers. One of the scenarios that we came up with was that we were going to go to Walmart and buy some model paint. Yellow model paint. That luckily we didn't do that.
Yeah,
that you could find in the banana yellow.
Yeah,
the faded.
Exactly.
The faded banana yellow.
Excuse
color.
Me, do you have any faded banana yellow model paint?
For a car? I get amusement every time I think about that. And we drove around and we got back and she's like, what took you guys so long? And like, oh, we just were looking at baseball cards. We didn't tell her.
Yeah.
And I think it wasn't until it started to rust that she actually noticed it.
Yeah, it went a long time and she never even noticed it was there.
We used to get in trouble.
Every once in a while.
Every once in a while.
Remember the time?
At band camp?
No, actually it was at the Ball Diamonds. You and your mom were living in Creve Coeur at the time.
Or we like to call it Creve-tucky.
And my dad was actually already living in those apartment complexes we talked about earlier. And I was going to come over and spend the night at you and your mom's. And for whatever reason, your mom and my dad decided that wasn't going to happen that night.
Good parenting, basically.
decided that they didn't want us to get into any trouble.
Which was probably the best idea.
So I crawl into the back seat of his mom's car, which was the yellow Citation, and cover myself up with a blanket down on the floorboards. We get all the way to Creve Coeur, pull in the driveway, and I pop out from the back seat.
Surprise!
Say surprise! And yeah, we got it hard that night.
That was funny. That yellow Citation, I have another one I just thought of. They used to have these things called drive-in movies. And they had one in Pekin.
I forgot about that.
So we go to the drive-in movie and we take the yellow Citation. I think we took two cars.
Yep, we did.
And I don't know what we're doing. We're fucking around, not paying attention or whatever. So, you know the hazard lights that come on and they flash? But we were goofing off in the car like the whole time the movie was on. Because like, the kids were in one car and you know, my roommates were in the other car. And somehow we tripped that or whatever. And we didn't know how to fix it. So we leave early from the double feature. Because nobody makes it through both movies when you have kids, you know. And we're like in the middle of the drive-in movie theater in a park. She turns on the car, starts it up. You know, you're going to discreetly leave. No, we don't discreetly leave. The lights are flashing. Everybody starts honking their horns. Lights are flashing. My mom's freaking out. She cannot figure out how to turn them off. We don't know.
We have no idea how they even got turned on.
You know, we didn't have our license yet. We don't know what the hell's going on. And so everybody's honking us all the way out. That was,
good times.
Good times. Was that funny?
I thought it was.
I thought it was funny if you were there.
It may have been one of those you had to be there kind of things.
But I guess you had to be there.
I liked yesterday.
Why does she always cut me off when I'm singing?
I don't know, but she does it a lot.
Yesterday,
all my troubles seem so far away.
Now I need a place to hide away.
Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Why she had to go,
I don't know.
She wouldn't say.
Wow.
I
can't believe he knows this much of the song.
Now I long for yesterday.
That was our tie-dye drunk friend.
Yeah.
In the next room.
Woo-hoo! Mrs. Happy. Yee-hee! Rocking out. Actually, that's the signal Mrs. Happy says that the show needs to end. She just goes, woo-hoo!
I think.
But thank you for the round of applause. Thank you very much.
I think you interrupted Mrs. Bubba starting to tell a funny story about me from yesterday.
Sorry. Oh, yeah. Yesterday.
I kind of have two.
Two?
Two?
I've got two. Oh, and one kind of includes me, but, well, both of them do, I guess.
All right.
Yesterday, you know, we volunteered.
Yes.
For the neighborhood. The beautiful project for the neighborhood, and we went around and Blake Doug
Holes. We didn't
Holes,
wear our IBWIP shirts.
No, we didn't.
No, it was hot out though. We took the fan, we took the water bottles, we took cold towels. It was very hot.
Yeah, it was a little warm yesterday.
Yeah, it was really hot when we were digging.
Yeah.
And planting.
Well, you see,
he says that because
thing.
Mrs. Bubba spent her time sitting on the curbs watching us.
Yeah, me and the
she
fan
was our
got
designated,
along.
Quote unquote. Safety watcher, which,
right?
Which is going to make this story so ironic.
So I'm sitting on the curb with the fan and a cold towel,
supervising,
yeah,
and on safety watch.
And meanwhile, the rest of us, Blake and myself and Mrs. Happy and my kids, are all, you know, digging up grass and then digging holes and planting lilies, and we're all sweating and hot.
Blake was down at the next hole.
Yeah, he didn't see this happen.
And the kids were digging out the grass while Mrs. Happy had the spade. Well,
Ace of Spades! Sorry.
Bubba, did you have the big shovel?
I had the big shovel.
Oh, Bubba had the big shovel. And it was on a hill. And the grass
it was
a
really, really bad angle, and it had rained really hard yesterday morning, so it was wet out there.
Okay.
In my defense.
I didn't know we could defend our stories.
Well, and before I know it, he takes a stab at the dirt, and I see the foot slip, and he slides out into traffic, And I didn't get up.
Yeah. Like, had any cars been coming down Sheridan, I could have lost my life. And my kids sit there and laugh. I think Mrs. Happy giggled a little bit. And my wife, who is our quote-unquote safety watcher person, is sitting on the curb. Didn't even get up and say, oh, here, honey, let me help you up. Are you okay?
I didn't laugh at you.
You weren't there.
Exactly.
It was funny to watch, though.
Yeah, I'm glad you take misery.
I did get up later, though, and ask if you were okay.
Yeah.
I got up later when we had to move to the next spot.
Yeah.
And ask you how you were.
Thank God some of those places had steps to sit on. Man, it was hot out there.
Safety, being a safety watcher.
That's hard work.
Jeez.
I liked it when we hit the shade. It was nice. But there were nice people out there passing out bottles of water, energy bars. I mean, it was wonderful.
A good time.
It was a good time. It's going to be beautiful when they all bloom.
But Uncle Bubba slipped and
Uncle
fell
Bubba
on his
slipped
keister.
And fell.
Made the
yes.
day. I didn't
Made the day.
Fall on my keister. I face planted.
Oh, you went on your face?
Oh, yeah, he went forward.
Oh, you
forward.
Didn't say that? Oh,
oh
that
he
is
went
hilarious.
Forward.
Oh, no, yeah. I fell face first into the hill.
And I laughed.
You're a shitty safety watcher.
Yeah, I know I am.
She's terrible.
Don't let her drive.
That's right.
Don't let her be in charge of
safety. Well, see, that's
another
story. Matt constantly has to
Matt?
Worry. Uncle Bubba has to constantly worry about me. And when I call him while I'm on the road... He never knows what to expect.
No, I always expect to hear, honey, I just got into a wreck. Somebody just hit
in
my car.
In 6 years that you've been married, how many times has she had a wreck?
Well, let's see. You had two with the Citation. Or two with the Citation.
the
Cavalier.
Two with the Cavalier.
Two with the Cavalier and now four?
Four with the
four
Cobalt.
Four with the Cobalt, which is 3 years
so
old.
So you average one a year.
Yeah.
Well, the last one was just recently.
Yeah, just like... A month ago.
Uncle Bubba and you were at the ball game, and the game's getting ready to start. And it was the doubleheader when it was really hot out, and I chose to come home for the second game. I'm on the interstate. All of a sudden, an old lady sideswipes me on the interstate. We're doing 60.
Doing 60 miles an hour.
60
Great
miles
stuff.
An hour. She just comes right on over.
She probably drives like you. It was just immediate.
Probably because Mrs. Bubba drives like she's 82 years old. Hey, have you watched her drive lately? It
no,
terrifies
I'm always
me.
Upside down when I'm watching her drive.
It terrifies me to ride with her.
Well, now I have a scratch all down the side of my car. My mirror fell off, so now I'm waiting because her insurance said it's 50% my fault.
Oh, but the great part of this is we take the car into the dealership to get an estimate on it to give to the insurance company. And the guy comes out and he walks around the car and he takes pictures and he fixes the mirror for us so it's not hanging off the car. And he walks over and he goes, okay, I think I got everything I need. I'm going to go in and total it up. And he says, what's your name? And she goes, Elizabeth Fogelmark. And he goes, that's what I thought. You should probably trade this car in.
Oh, nice.
They know her by name.
That is bad. That is definitely
so now I try not to call him when I'm on the road because
I just automatically worry and assume she's
especially
got in an
if I
accident.
Call up kind of a little upset and he thinks I'm crying and...
Yeah,
you know.
Don't call upset.
No. It's
did you have another story besides him falling?
No, that was it.
Oh, so it was about you. You told a story about yourself.
Yeah.
Well, no, it
she
was
made
about
fun of herself.
It was about when I call you.
No,
you get
it,
worried.
But
that's pretty much about you getting in wrecks all the time.
Yeah, but thank you.
You turn the table.
You're
on
welcome.
Yourself.
You're welcome. I like to make fun of myself.
Way to sacrifice.
You give yourself plenty of opportunities.
You really haven't done much. It's pretty much me.
There's a lot more. I just prefer not to talk about it.
Yeah.
Kind of like the time you were sitting in your car. You got in the car. You were waiting for me.
I watched her walk right in front of me. As I get into the car and sit down, I watch her walk in front of me. And I look down to put something in the little compartment by my gear shift. And I look up, and she's gone.
Do you have magical powers?
Yes,
and I'm like,
I do.
The hell, did she forget something in the house? She was just here. Oh, no, she hadn't forgotten something. She bit it. She walked around the side of the car, and there's like a little...
You
little,
can't drive, you
a little,
can't walk,
a little
you can't supervise.
Indent between the grass and the driveway. And she must have like hit that little bit of a
divot.
Hole. And she bit it.
Nice.
That's my wife, ladies and gentlemen.
Good times.
Good times.
Hey. Speaking of good times, you know who else is having a good time?
Who is having a good... That was great, by the way.
Cocker is having a great time.
Cocker, was on a little hiatus. He decided to spend a little bit more time.
He spent a little extra time. I know you're jealous. He spent a little extra time in Washington, D.C. with little Lisa Dixie.
Right. And we're going to be posting those pictures and blogging about it. And then he's on his way to the one and only BJ and Nicole's house.
Heading to Pennsylvania.
I really seriously think he will not survive.
Yeah, I'm not sure. They may hold him for ransom after this episode.
Is he going to be leaving with a handlebar mustache as well?
Ooh, maybe.
Or maybe an Amish hat.
Wow.
We never know.
There's a plethora.
Plethora? That's a huge word for you.
I know.
Do you know what it means?
That's impressive.
Yeah, a lot.
Okay.
A lot of options.
So I'm going to throw this out there. I'm going to make a prediction. I think BJ and Nicole are going to come up with something really, really creative with one of their pictures of Cocker.
Little Lisa Dixie's were very artsy.
Yeah, they were.
Yes.
Shows her creativity. They were very artsy.
Yeah.
We've had good ones so far. Everybody that's done it
so
far.
Yeah, they've been really cool.
It's been awesome, and we can't wait to see more. And thanks to Little Lisa Dixie. I know you've been busy lately, but we appreciate you taking the time, and we're going to get those posted as well.
Yep.
And Cocker is on his way to Pennsylvania.
That's right.
I know.
So get ready, BJ and Nicole.
Do you want me to sing a Pennsylvania song?
Do you know a Pennsylvania song?
Pennsylvania 65000. Glenn
what
Miller.
What was that?
It was a trumpet.
Was that your trumpet?
Yeah, it was Glenn Miller.
I thought he farted.
When I fart, it sounds...
That's really a good trumpet.
It's an Italian trumpet. Hey! That's a segue into contact information. Now, we have had numerous discussions. I'm putting my fingers up in the air in quotations.
Air quotes.
Air quotes. Jazz hands. Sorry. The contact information has caused a lot of problems on this show.
Because we all hate to do it.
Because it got pushed off on me.
You were the new person.
Yeah, you were the new person.
All
That's
right.
the rules.
All right.
I had to do it until you came on board.
And thank goodness. Because I seriously, when I wrote up the script, I mean the outline, because we outline our show.
Do we really?
Yeah, we don't do it off the cuff. I mean, there's stuff here.
That's
we have
right.
to
we have to plan it all out.
Because it's so awesome.
Yeah.
But... And every time I get to the contact information and we talk about who's doing what on the show, there's tension in the room.
Yeah, there's a lot of needless banter.
Thank God for Encyclopedia Billy.
Yeah, this is awesome.
So, welcome the new contact information guy, Encyclopedia Billy.
Hi, this is Billy Hand. Just wanted to call and say you guys are doing a great show at It burns when I pee. Also, I want to say that just like you guys, I am broke, so I cannot donate, but I will contribute something.
Bigger, faster, and more powerful.
Contact info. First off, you can go to IBWIP.com, check out the website. Second, you can go to Facebook. Just search IBWIP and become a fan. Third, you can check out MySpace. At myspace.com, it burns when I pee, 86. Fourth, twitter.com/IBWIP.com. You can email us, Blake@IBWIP.com, UncleBubba@IBWIP.com, or MrsBubba@IBWIP.com. That's MRS, not MISSUS. And last but not least, you can call them at 206-339-8419. All right, guys, have a good day. And remember, Dale Jr. is a fag.
Rock and roll.
That was wonderful.
That was awesome.
He's hired.
And you know, the great part about it is I was on vacation last week, and Blake sends me a text message that says, dude, I just sent you an email. It's a voicemail from Billy. Will you listen to it? Because I can't listen to it because I'm at work. So I go over to the computer and I pull it up. And I'm literally sitting at the desk laughing my ass off because it was just so awesome.
It was original.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody else has done something like that.
I appreciate it. I really do. I think it's an awesome thing he's doing.
You should give him like a sexy thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Billy.
Nice.
Billy just shot a wad. All right, well.
One last thing we have to do.
One last thing. So from now on, it's up to the fans to call in the contact information.
Great, we're never going
to
do it again.
They're like, they'll take care of that shit.
Well, what's coming up on IBWIP?
There's a plethora of things coming up.
Episode 44 is going to be released August 27th.
Yes, and we're anxiously looking forward to that, aren't we?
Yes.
Yes, we are. We always look forward to it.
We're going to go see Slack Eyed Slim on August 9th in Pekin, Illinois.
I cannot wait. Again, bottoms up.
We're pimping them out.
Plug-a-rama. I was talking to Slack Eyed Slim not too long ago, and he's like, hey, I'm moving to Wisconsin. We're going to be doing a tour coming through your area. And like I said, me and him have been in contact with each other for like 3 years, really good friends. I've gotten to know each other, and he's been living out in Montana. I know. I thought the lights were on in my truck, too, but they're not.
Are you sure?
They're not.
No, okay.
They're not. And so I was like, oh, yeah, there's this new place that's doing a lot of bands. You know, like it was, you know, bottoms up. I gave him the phone number. The next day he texts me. He's like, I'll see you on August 9th. I'm like, sweet ass.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Very awesome.
Not that Slack Eyed Slim has a sweet ass, but like sweet ass that we're going to, you know. Okay, just make sure you guys didn't take
it. Yeah, I gotcha.
All right. So I'm pumped about seeing that. And also, we have talented listeners.
Yes, we do.
BJ and Nicole, our graphic design, you know.
Silent Storm Design.
And
little plug.
Plug. Billy is, you know, the human encyclopedia.
Encyclopedia Billy!
So what I'm looking for is someone who has, like, animation experience.
Are you going to make a cartoon of us?
I want to. Like, you know, and not like a whole, like, you know, Family Guy kind of thing, because, you know, all we do is steal clips from Family Guy. But, you know, just a little, like,
we don't do anything original.
30-second or a minute animation.
Those guys talk like Beavis and Butthead all the time.
They don't even do a good job at it, dude.
Last time I checked, Butthead didn't say A.
Hey, Beavis. A. Take off, you hockey fool.
Speaking of Beavis and Butthead, did you see MTV has signed on to do a new Beavis and Butthead series?
In Canada?
No, seriously.
Oh.
I'm going with it. They're going to release new episodes of Beavis and Butthead.
Awesome.
Yeah.
They're probably like 40.
I can't wait.
Are they like 40 now?
No, they're going to be the same age. All the characters are going to be the same.
Kind of like The Simpsons.
But they're going to like make fun of like Lady Gaga. And
who's Lady Gaga?
She's some transvestite.
She sings Poker Face.
She wants you to poke her in her face?
Or fart box?
Tongue punch.
Tongue punch is now exceeding donkey punch as my favorite kind of punch.
Yeah, that's funny stuff.
Because, you know, I like to
punch it up. Punch it up.
I'm dying here.
We're
so if you have any animation experience, please email me. And if you would do it for a very minimal price, preferably a four-letter word, free. But
yeah,
I just want to do something different. So
the PayPal funds getting a little low.
Yeah, we donated to a cancer fund not too long ago, but I don't want to toot our own horns.
Toot 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 toot. So time to segue out.
Yeah, I guess it's over.
Yeah, good episode.
I think it was good. I mean, we didn't make fun of anybody but ourselves.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I thought it was fun.
Yeah, me too.
You were witty.
I was very witty tonight.
You are witty, oh so pretty and witty.
And bright.
And bright.
All right, well, we are going to continue on with our...
Until
Ian sends us a punk song, we're going to continue on with a little hair band.
Is punk like... Presidents of the United States?
No, I don't think they're punk.
But whatever his song he sends us, we're playing.
Yeah,
anyway. We'll
play I do like Lump though.
Yeah, we went through this.
Now he's gonna sing again.
Love lingered last in line for brains, but the ones she got were sort of rotten and decayed. Something. She's lump.
She's in my head.
She's lump.
She might be dead.
Wow.
You sounded a little flat there. I mean, yeah, I'm
sorry about
she
that.
Did a little bit.
All right,
but,
music time.
You know, we always try to tie this the song in with the show.
Yeah, we put effort into it.
We're going to play a little Skid Row, I'll Remember You.
Aww.
I'll remember you.
And you know, I actually...
saw them in concert, we know.
Well, no, hold on.
Oh.
I took Mrs. Bubba to see her first ever concert, and her first ever concert was Skid Row opening up for Poison.
But it wasn't Sebastian Bach.
Skid Row was Sebastian Bach.
Then it's not
so
Skid
it wasn't
Row.
So then,
the same.
Like a year and a half later, I took her to see Sebastian Bach. And let me tell you, no comparison, Sebastian Bach is Skid Row.
Yes.
It's not the same without him.
And this is coming from the 80s hairband expert.
Right.
He's got sexy brown eyes.
I do?
Well, the 80s hairband expert.
Yeah, your eyes aren't brown.
Are yeah, they are.
Yeah, they are.
Oh.
Dude, you're colorblind.
I never looked into her eyes.
Sebastian Bach is. Got great brown eyes.
So we're going to play I'll Remember You by Skid Row, and then we're going to we recorded a little interview with the Calamity Cubes when they came in June, and we're going to add that on to the end there. And so it's goodbye time.
It's goodbye time.
Aww.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our perverted fans. IBWIP. Do you notice how we're all looking at each other and nobody can still get it right? MOU. Okay. So, Calamity Cubes interview, Skid Row song. Thank you, everybody. I hope, even though we didn't make fun of anybody, I hope it was a good show.
We enjoyed it.
Bye, everybody.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Bok, bok.
Get it on.
Get it on. Let's get it on.
Paint a picture of me. washed away a dream of you, but nothing else could ever take you away.
Folks, we got special guests here tonight. We're in Pekin, Illinois at the Bottoms Up Club with the one and only Calamity Cubes. Gentlemen, welcome to the show again.
Good to be here.
How's it going?
What's up?
So you guys have been going on tour here, and you guys played the Muddy Roots Festival. I guess we should talk about that first. How was that experience for you guys, and what all did you hear? Did you hear a lot of good bands, and what was it like?
It was basically every band, every touring band in the country that needed to meet each other just met each other. And it was a phenomenal time.
How was the turnout?
It was decent. It was good. It was for a first year event, man.
The seed is planted now.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, first year event to have that kind of lineup and like just
everyone
having,
that was there will bring people back next year, I'm sure. Cool.
Yeah, there's national acts all over the board, so.
You can't beat the price either, man. It was cheap. It was like $35 for the whole weekend.
For the whole weekend.
Yeah, awesome. That was awesome.
Everybody just camping out and yep. listening to music all the times of the day.
Oh, we got nice. Hammered, too.
Hammered.
No.
Hammered.
Including but not limited to? Yeah. Totally hammered.
Yeah. And then you guys went over and went to the Skatopia. Can you tell some folks about that? I mean, you guys are big skaters, and so I don't know if you could kind of give some of the listeners about what it was like.
We survived.
If you if you got a crappy car and feel like driving to Ohio, come blow it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joey was telling me before the interview that they blow a car up like every night. And
yeah.
One, maybe more, probably a lot more.
And did you guys play music while you were there too, or was it? Just...
Yeah. Yeah, we played. We got there actually a day early. I think we were supposed to be, but like every we got there is like, hey, what time do we play? Eh. It's like okay. So I guess we just play when we do.
So what do you guys got going on coming up? I mean, you're here in Pekin, Illinois. I'd say a step up from Decatur, Illinois. But what do you guys got coming up for the band? I mean, you guys going to continue the tour?
Lots of traveling. On the road again. Just dot, just about every day.
Yep.
And what's it look like for new music?
It's
some new stuff.
We've got a few new ones, you little shiny gems you haven't heard before.
Right.
Some ditties.
Yeah. There's some ditties.
I think we might release a live album before we do our next full studio album, but it's all sort of up in the air right now.
A live album would be cool because there's a different energy. You know, there's a different energy when you guys are playing live that I think would be captured on that, which would really... Mm-hmm. You know, kind of show that, you know, there's the studio version, but which does have a lot of energy in it as well. But seeing you guys live is completely
unharnessed.
Mm-hmm. So
I think we'd have to do just a DVD like supplemental, just so you knew what the hell was going on. Like, what the hell is this? And they're like, oh, I get it.
We have audio and the visual.
A little visual reference.
Yeah, we thought about doing that for Burns IP, but then we figured it'd probably be best not to.
I know, so about two dudes just sitting around their skivvies talking about fart jokes.
So one of the things we didn't really talk about last time we had you on the show is
I was kind of wondering what you guys kind of do outside of the band. I know everybody's got, you know, some things going on, just kind of hanging out or whatever.
There's life outside the band?
Yeah. If you want to do music and, like, do it, that's it, man. That's what you do.
Now, I know you guys are posting a lot about hanging out at the cabin. Is that, like, a out-of-the-way place that you guys go and kick it?
It was. We moved out of the cabin to hit the road again. We were getting pretty content there.
Rest in peace, Hardwood Cabin.
Yeah.
And hi, Pat.
Yeah.
Yeah, hi, Pappy. We'll be seeing you around.
The cabin was a beautiful place, and it was a beautiful experience getting a chance to share that community with everybody. But it was time to move on with the road again.
Yeah.
And we found some, we've been able to get on the road a lot more thanks to Mudstomp Records. They've been helping us out.
Super helpful.
Way helpful.
Helping us spread the gospel, and we're trying to help spread the gospel about them.
As always. And, well, I mean, it's a pleasure to have you guys back on. I mean, I'm not going to leave you, hold you up too much because we got a show, and I'd much rather see you guys, you know, up on stage kicking ass. But I appreciate all you guys have done for us as a show, and, you know, we're going to keep spreading the word about Calamity Cubes because that's just, you guys are one of the best bands out there, in my opinion. And I totally dig you guys.
Thanks a lot. You've been so helpful to us, and we try to tell everyone about
spread the legend of Blake.
How much it burns when we pee.
Yeah.
Well, it's true. You do great things for all these bands, man. We see Rachel Brooks' name all over the place, and all these bands we hear about, we've heard on your show. They're out there spreading the gospel too.
Yes. That's what it's all about.
It really helps to have true blue people like you doing it.
I appreciate it. Well, guys, have a kick-ass show. I'll be standing right there in the front.
Sweet.
Being obnoxious. So, well, thanks again, and stay safe. You guys want to give shouts out? I mean,
we got plenty of shouts out to give.
Thanks again to Mudstomp Records. They've helped us a bunch.
Yep.
And everybody that's helped us out on the road. You know, just in the last 3 or 4 weeks, traveling through the Carolines and Virginia and Tennessee and all that stuff. It's just been incredible, all the people we've met.
Lots of new
Wisconsin,
family.
Holy cow.
New family, new friends, great circle, Dust Bowl, Wisconsin, you know, our boys Larry and his flask, and the Sawyer family for helping us out on the road and setting us up on our days off, and just our friends and family all around, and brethren bands.
Is there a certain part of the country you guys are heading toward, or just kind of going wherever the road leads?
Yes.
Everywhere.
You can check our MySpace page at www.myspace.com/thecalamitycubes, and most likely that will have the most updated tour schedules. And we're trying as hard as we can to keep that stuff as up to date as possible.
We're on Facebook.
Facebook.
It's like the world.
Yeah, Facebook, we do on there too. Just when you check on the MySpace and you see any dates that are missing, just imagine, like, we'll be somewhere within a few hours of that vicinity. Check the Facebook, because you'll probably see a post about it.
Yeah.
And, we'll see y'all around the bend, I guess.
And finally, where do folks go to get CDs? Where's the...
You can buy CDs online on our MySpace page. There's a link on there that'll take you to that. And
MySpace.com/thecalamitycubes.
And we're working on a website with Mudstomp to sell our stuff online.
Yeah, Mudstomp Records. I think it's mudstomp.com. You can pick up stuff from them there. And hopefully pretty soon we'll have some stuff up on that.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. And I'll get hyperlinks to all that stuff. So it's just one-click shopping for everybody.
Cool.
And thanks again, guys. You guys are true friends, and I appreciate everything.
Howdy, we appreciate you.
All right. Let's play some music.
Hell yeah.
Booyah. Yeah.